This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot of breaking news, so let's get right to it. Two have been injured, and the gunman is dead in a shooting at Great Mills Maryland High School. Yes, we've had another school shooting, and this happened early Tuesday morning at Great Mills High School in Southern Maryland. According to the St. Mary's County Sheriff's Office, a school resource officer shot the student gunman, who fired back with a handgun, and the school resource officer luckily was not injured. That's according to Sheriff Tim Cameron. He pursued the shooter. He engaged the shooter. Now, the school resource officer, his identity has not been released. Two students have been injured in the shooting, a 14-year-old boy and a 16-year-old girl. They are currently being treated at local hospitals. Neither of their identities nor the shooter's identities have been released as of now. The boy, 14-year-old, is in good condition. He's being treated at MedStar St. Mary's Hospital. The girl was initially brought to MedStar, later stabilized, then had to be transferred to University of Maryland Prince George's Hospital Center. So the shooting happened right before school started at 8 a.m. School is located on 21130 Great Mills Road, according to the county spokesperson. And the school was immediately put on lockdown. Students were evacuated, taken to a nearby facility. And multiple law enforcement agencies and fire departments were on scene. According to Sheriff Tim Cameron, he said that this mass response is what we train for, this is what we prepare for, and this is what we pray never have to do. And on this day, we realize our worst nightmare, that our greatest asset, our children, were attacked in a bastion of safety and security, one of our schools. So parents have been asked to meet their children at a reunification site at Forest Career Tech Center. And there's going to be more details hopefully being released on who this shooter was. But, you know, these students, the accounts that we're being told are kids hearing cracks, kind of like firecrackers, shots, you know. And luckily, one of the students that was being interviewed said they knew exactly that this was a shot. Senior Terrence Rings was standing with his friends outside the first period class around 8 a.m. Started running, heading to a first floor bathroom, saying, you know, this is a dead end. He turned to instead sprint toward the nearest exit. Out of the corner of the eye, his eye, he saw a girl fall. He said, I just thank God I'm safe. I just want to know who did it, who got injured. So this Great Mills has about 1,600 students. It's about 90 miles outside of Baltimore. And apparently another private school around 15 minutes away from there also went on lockdown. So, you know, this just comes a month after the deadly rampage in Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. These kids, they're coming on to school with weapons. They're getting access to our kids before anybody else could get to them. This school resource officer, what a hero. Phenomenal. Thank God he was there. Thank God the two that were injured were only injured and not killed. You know, we talk about school safety. We've been talking about this now for a month. You know, what needs to be done? You know, personally, I'd love SWAT at every school. I know that's not practical. Do we arm teachers? If teachers, you know how to carry, know how to handle a weapon and they want to have one, I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that. Teachers who don't want it, don't give it to them. Don't give somebody a gun who doesn't want a gun. They'll just unfortunately become a victim themselves. Or, you know, or could do something that, could, worsen the situation. But I think you have a lot of teachers out there that, and nobody asked the teachers, have we been interviewing teachers? Have we heard what the teachers want? Have we heard what the custodians want, the staff, at the administration? Have we heard what they want? Personally, if I had to take care of 30-some kids in my classroom, arm me to the hill. I mean, arm me. Let me put bulletproof glass. Make sure I have barriers that are bulletproof. So as soon as I hear fire cracking sound, I can bolt the door, blockade it, shut off the lights, and have all the little babies hide behind mama, behind me. Yeah, you know, you're a teacher. You're not supposed to call them babies. You know, you be mama. But, you know, you really are. You do take a mommy stand. You know, the guys, they take a daddy stand, you know? And have them get behind me, get behind those bulletproof tables, bulletproof barriers, and I will be ready to go, and I will light that person up. Yeah, it's easy to say, you know, what you're going to do when it happens. And you see one of your other little babies walking around with a gun. By babies, they could be 14 years old, they could be 24, they could be 5, you know. We need to, if we are teachers, to be ready to take them out. I am a professor. I teach at a university, and I teach medical students. And we've had our training, and I have no problem, you know, barricading myself and protecting these guys. There is no way I'm going to let anybody touch one of my students. And I want to be ready. I want to be armed. I want to be, you know, I want to be prepared. And I've already gone through the motion. If it is another one of the babies that is going after the other babies, you know, I think we know how to step it up and step up to the plate. I think we know how to do that. I mean, I see that already as a parent. If you have one kid beating up on your younger kid, you jump in and you protect the younger kid. You're going to do it, you know. And so it's frightening that this is happening as often as it's happening. Governor Larry Hogan says he's closely monitoring the situation. He's already on scene. Senator Ben Cardin is already en route. Parents, of course, are beside themselves. Maryland State Police troopers, agents of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosive Hyattsville offices, FBI agents are in place. As soon as we get any word on how the two kids are doing, we're going to keep you posted on that. But the gunman who was shot by the school resource officer is dead. And in terms of finding motive, it may be a little bit more difficult, but, you know, at least he can't do this again. We were told yesterday that the brother of Nicholas Cruz, who did the Stony Brook shooting, excuse me, he has been arrested because he visited the scene, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas school shooting. The brother of the shooter has now been arrested because he wanted to take it in. We'll talk more about that, plus the latest explosion that happened in FedEx in near San Antonio has been linked to the Austin blast. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry, that was juicy. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Manny for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we got a lot to talk about over the next couple hours. We got the Parkland shooting brother arrested after visiting the school to take it in. Donald Trump Jr. allegedly had an affair. We'll tell you with who and on what TV show. A self-driving Uber has caused a pedestrian death. That is going to really, really change the landscape for these self-driving cars. Somebody died in Tempe, Arizona. For those of you flying on an airplane, the window seat may be the safest seat, and we'll tell you why and how long you have to sit there. People are getting high on bug spray now. Bug spray. We'll tell you how dangerous that is and why your kids need probably a, you know, smack upside their head. No, don't hit your kids. But just if you run out of bug spray, the kids are probably getting high on that. If we have time, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, chromium supplements may help lower blood pressure, reduce diabetes. Looks like the majority of Americans have poor heart health. Low sperm count could be linked to health issues in men. 1 in 3 young adults drive with impaired drivers. And should obese kids be getting weight loss surgery? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. The never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before we begin, let's give you this breaking news of this explosion at a FedEx near San Antonio that they believe could be linked to the Austin blast. They say a package exploded early Tuesday at FedEx's sorting center at Church, Texas. It was not meant to target the facility or the city, according to the police chief. So speaking at the news conference, Police Chief Michael Hansen said he's confident Schertz was not a target, but would not explain why. FBI Special Agent James Smith declined to answer reporters' questions. This had been reported by CNN. And they were concerned, the reporters, that the package was destined for Austin. Still no word yet as to where this package was supposed to go. Austin has already been the site of 4 bombings between March 2nd and today. These 4 bombings have resulted in 2 deaths thus far. But Smith said he had no reason for people to feel there's a threat in Schertz, which is a San Antonio suburb, roughly an hour's drive southwest of Austin. So regarding the explosion that happened early Tuesday morning, the package was traveling along an automated conveyor when it exploded at the Schertz FedEx facility. Police were notified right away. A worker standing near the explosion complained of ringing in her ears. She was treated and released, and we've been fortunate to know that there are no injuries. Thank God. Investigators are trying to determine whether they are connected. They believe it can be. And, you'd think this package could be tracked very easily. You know, I mean, you would think that the package, because, you know, don't they do everything by scan? So if there's a scan code, they could find out where the scan code was, who did it, go back, see when FedEx picked it up, find out the address. I'm kind of shocked, unless there's this big dump, like mail drop, where people can just walk by, drop. But then, again, I mean, how many people drop off a FedEx box? You know, then, you know, you still have a finite amount of people. So, of course, you know, people in Austin are very, very concerned and on edge because the 4th blast was a device triggered by a tripwire, injuring 2 men who were walking. So rather than these being discreet, direct attacks of people that might have, you know, not that we want these attacks to happen, of course, but rather than, you know, people fearing, okay, well, this was a direct attack to somebody that, you know, this person doesn't like, this is rampant. And so, you know, people have been cautioned to stay indoors, be careful of, you know, where they walk, and be very, very cautious when they get a package. We'll keep you guys posted on that. Also, putting people on edge, and boy, this is a real doozy, a pedestrian has been killed in Arizona when a self-driving Uber car kills her. Now, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Tempe, Arizona. Tempe, Arizona houses ASU. I grew up in Arizona and Vegas. We moved a lot back and forth. And Tempe's a great city, beautiful, beautiful town. It used to be a college town, but it's also grown. And Arizona officials, relaying to us that a pedestrian death has been associated with the self-driving technology, one of the first, we believe. This happened on a street in Tempe, Arizona, I believe near Mill Avenue. Mill Avenue is a huge street that runs through Tempe. And this happened Sunday night. There was an emergency backup driver behind the wheel. The company has quickly suspended testing in Tempe, as well as in Pittsburgh, San Francisco, and Toronto. So this kind of reminds us that self-driving technology is still in the experimental stage. And for those of us who don't trust it, we're not going to trust it anymore at this point. Government is trying to figure out how to regulate it. Apparently there was talk to ease up on regulations. I'd say hell no. Uber, Waymo, and a long list of tech companies and automakers have begun to expand testing of their self-driving vehicles in cities around the country. They claim that the cars are going to be safer than regular cars because they take out the distracted human element of people texting, looking on YouTube, talking on the phone, eating, dropping a CD under their feet. but the technology is only about a decade old. And now we're starting to experience the unpredictable situations that drivers could face. Now, we don't know why the crash happened. Was the car programmed to protect the driver on the inside more than a pedestrian? Was it a malfunction? Was it a short? Was the pedestrian something that the program was not, I guess, able to predict? Any program you have to predict, you're going to have a kid run out in front of the street or a dog or somebody drop their phone and try to reach for it. There's going to be a variety of things. But if the car jumped the curb, if the car went after this person, we got some scary stuff. I see a movie in the works where, you know, these cars get taken over and they just start mowing people down. I know I should have panicked, but I do not like hearing somebody dies when they didn't have to, because here we are trying to look cool and have self-driving vehicles. They say it's not clear if the crash in Arizona will lead other companies or state regulators to slow the rollout of self-driving vehicles on public roads. I say yes, slow it down. See, my guess is they're not going to tell us. I have no idea how many self-driving cars are on the road. And, you know, we learned when we drive that we need to be aware of the other drivers. You need to watch and see what's happening around you. I don't do that a lot. I'm guilty of not doing that. I am so busy concentrating on my road and my driving and, you know, hitting the note when I sing that I sing in the car. You guys have seen it. I will sit there and jam and rock out, man, and I'll even dance. I am, like, all into the music. So I'm concentrating that. I am not concentrating on a car 15, you know, seconds away from me or three lanes away from me. I told you guys there was almost a real bad accident when I was driving back from an ER shift back in the late 90s. When there was a, I was in the left lane, there was a truck, a pickup truck, driving in the right lane of the highway on the 95. And it was a 93 going into the 95. And, the truck had some sort of a lamp or something that fell out of the back of the pickup, bed of the truck. So the car behind that truck in the right lane swerved to miss what fell out of the truck. And when they swerved, they landed at a stop horizontally in my lane. And I remember seeing the woman. She was in a white shirt with black flowers. And I remember looking at her face scared to death. And luckily I was able to swerve, miss the car. And luckily there was nobody in the lane next to me. I don't care, even if there was somebody in the lane next to me, I would have at least swerved, because I could have killed her, but hardly then hurt somebody if I sideswiped him. So luckily I was able to react and move. I looked behind my rearview mirror. The car was able to, you know, turn around and get back on its feet. There was no fatalities, but it really traumatized all of us on the road that day that some idiot who didn't have his stuff bungeed down and strapped down in the back of his truck could have caused a multiple fatality accident. And so we need to be aware that there are other cars and there are other things going on around us that are going to mess with us. I mean, look at what happened with that bridge collapse in Miami. You watch the cars before they go under the bridge. Nobody's thinking that a bridge is going to fall on them. And unfortunately, the people that were just 2 seconds too late are the ones that died in this collapse. So driving and watching what other people are doing may seem like a distraction, but you need to come up with a plan, a choreography. And these cars are out there. And there's going to be more of these. You have like this Uber car, a Volvo XC90, sport utility vehicle, outfitted with a company sensing system in autonomous mode. And that actually struck a 49-year-old woman. Oh, that's what happened. It struck, yeah, she was 49 years old. Scary stuff. She was walking with her bicycle on the street when it happened. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I have to admit, I have never gotten high. And, you know, in medical school, it was very frustrating to take care of patients who have been, you know, high either on cocaine or LSD. We worked a Walking Dead, not a Walking Dead concert, a Grateful Dead concert, and seeing the spinners and the people high on shrooms and LSD and all sorts of stuff, and really, really just, you know, in a trance. And, you know, here you are going, all right, well, we need to do this. We need to push fluids. We need to make sure you don't hurt yourself. We need to, and all the care we were giving. And I felt like we as students should kind of know what that state was, so we understand where, how they perceive us when we try to give care. Not that any of us want to get high. You had a positive drug test, you could get kicked out of medical school, so nobody wants to get high. But it was, I think it would have been a very instrumental part of her education to know where that was coming from. And I told you guys, the first time I felt that buzz from a narcotic was when I had been in labor for 5 days, and then I finally got my first shot of Demerol. When I was readmitted back to the hospital, they go, you know what? Now we're going to keep you. Now we're going to have this baby. 5 days of contractions. And that first IV injection was amazing. And again, I'm not saying this because I want people to get higher. I want people to love drugs or whatever. But when I felt that euphoria, then it made me understand why people like narcotics. I'm like, why do you want to swallow a pill? What's so fun about taking a pill? Because my only knowledge before that was a Tylenol or an ibuprofen. I'm like, you're crazy. You're messed up in the head. No, you're not messed up in the head. Once you realize what that euphoria is, you see how victim you could, how you could easily fall victim to those pleasure centers in the brain. And the other thing that was a great education was the second shot, when the pain started to return, and I asked for a second shot, that second shot did hardly anything compared to the first. Which is why people then tend to go, well, then give me more, because I'm in pain and it's not working. So that helped me understand, you know, understand the through the eyes of somebody who used opiates. Don't know what people are thinking when they are on marijuana or cocaine or crystal meth or ecstasy. Not that I ever want to try those. I'm scared to death. I fear I'm going to have a heart attack. But, you know, when we hear that, a lot of police officers say, look, I really don't want to get, you know, be responsible for the antidote for these you know, people that are overdosing. Remember that article came out that came out where some police officers go, look, you know, let's just let first responders, you know, medical first responders handle it, not us. And these, you know, police officers were revealing when somebody loses their high, they get mad and they get combative and they'll start to go after you. And so in a medical setting, you could use restraints. There's a lot of things you could do. I'm sure, you know, cops could use restraints too. But, in a medical setting, when that happens, if there, you know, we may be a little bit more equipped. So it's really, really interesting to get the take when somebody is, under the influence and what they're thinking. For any of you guys that have been drunk, okay, you know exactly how stupid you get. You know, you start mouthing off to people of authority. And so then you can understand somebody when they're drunk. That's why we're so, when somebody's drunk, we don't give them as hard a time as we do with somebody on drugs, because we understand that a little bit more, unless they get mean and they get combative when they're drunk. And then you're like, okay, I just need to get away from this person. But you also know that they can't, you know, they can't swing really well. They can't aim. So while we're gaining an understanding on how people are getting high, we need to be prepared for people getting high on things that we don't understand. And one such, I guess, trend, which is now the latest trend of getting high, is the use of bug spray. We're talking Raid, roach, spider, ant killer, wasp, bug spray. And people are overdosing on it. Now, what the hell is going on with this? Well, bug spray contains pyrethroids. Now, pyrethroids, which is really hard to say, except for me who has a lisp, so it sounds perfect when I say it, pyrethroids. They're man-made versions of pyrethrin. Ah, okay, that clarifies. Yeah, that clarifies. They're man-made versions of pyrethrin. All right, I got it. I'm good. Okay, so what the hell is pyrethrin? Pyrethrin is actually a compound made by flowers to repel insects. It's pretty cool. And this compound acts as a neurotoxin. So how that works is it'll overly excite the nervous system, causing paralysis and the death of these little critters that get exposed to it. So, and I wrote about this on my website. You can go to my website at drgalia.com. What are humans doing then with these bug sprays? They are pre-treating what they're going to smoke with it. So they're spraying the insecticide on their marijuana, their tobacco, their spice, whatever they're going to smoke, in an attempt to increase the high. Apparently it works. And these bug spray laced drugs, they're called KD. And so when you hear KD, KD, that is a bug spray laced drug that somebody's using. And it just doesn't have to be something you smoke, like marijuana. In December, there was a Tennessee man that got arrested. He was on this huge violent bender because what he did was took methamphetamine, mixed it with bug spray, and he made something called Wasp. He, I believe, inhaled that and went completely berserk and had to be arrested. Now, there's another thing out there, and this is kind of tricky here. It's called hot shots. Now, I looked at the DenverChannel.com, and they said these hot shots, you take a screen. I think they're talking about a metal screen. I'm not sure. You spray bug spray on it. Then you hook up a battery charger to heat it. There's some melting that happens, and then you get some crystallization. Then you take the crystallization and melt that. And what do you do with that liquid? Apparently, people inject it into their veins. They are injecting bug-sprayed melted metal that's been heated and chemically changed into their veins. Those are called hot shots. This is the scariest, stupid stuff I have ever heard that people are getting high on. So what are some of the symptoms? Well, they could start out with some nausea, vomiting, headache, dizziness, fatigue. But then later you start seeing aggression, start seeing tremors, seizures, respiratory failure. They go into coma, cardiac arrest, and then death. So this is some scary stuff. We're talking bug spray to get high. And some of these kids may say, you know what? I don't have the marijuana. What if I just spray the bug spray? That's in my mom's and dad's, you know, cupboard near the sink. Why don't I just spray that? You know, as a kid, I used to play with bugs. I didn't really like taking magnifying glasses and frying them on the sidewalk because in Arizona, summers got really damn hot, close to 120. It was really hot. We had some real bad summers. But I did do bug collections, and I had to kill bugs for my bug collections. And I played with bugs. I liked bugs. I was fascinated with bugs. I would have never thought as a child that 30 years later, 40 years later, people would be actually getting high on the bug spray we use. And boy, it's a bad smell. And I don't even know where people thought of this. I mean, you know, I accidentally would inhale the bug spray and I felt like crap. Felt dizzy and I'm like, oh my gosh, get me away from here. But again, I want to kill the spider, so I didn't care. But I mean, if now these kids and these adults or whatever are using bug spray, I don't know how much worse it could get. Battery acid, snake venom. So be prepared. If you notice your bug spray running dry, that could be why. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The one thing I hate to talk about on the show, and I hate in news, is when somebody had an affair with somebody else, high profile, and it gets talked about, and I like to really hesitate on covering anything like that, because it, again, you know, people's private lives are private. Just, unfortunately, this was the president's son. So it is making huge headlines, and so we can't not talk about it. And for those of us who were fans of The Celebrity Apprentice when Donald Trump was the host, I'm not sure if Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to continue The Celebrity Apprentice. I thought he did okay. Wasn't the same. But apparently one of the contestants, Aubrey O'Day, who, she was like the redheaded one. I don't know much about her. I know she stood out because she had this really nice red hair. I forget if she was a little mean. I really don't know, because I know a lot of times with reality TV, they will augment personalities and you know. But, you know, she seemed to be beautiful, flirty, a little wicked, right? That was kind of what she was portraying. Well, now we're being told that Donald Trump Jr., while his wife Vanessa was pregnant, actually had an affair with her. And this lasted from about 2011 to 2012. Allegedly, Donald Trump Sr., dad, said, cut it out. Not sure if boy ever listened. I don't know. I got the impression watching Celebrity Apprentice that Donald Trump Jr. did everything his dad said. I got the impression that he was afraid of his dad and really took that backseat. And whatever his dad said, he was like, yes, sir. That was just kind of my impression. So I'm a little confused by this, you know, if he was advised to not, you know, especially with his position and his being able to be, unfortunately, removed from that position very easily because Donald Trump hadn't run for president yet. So, but truth of the matter is Donald Trump Jr. and his wife are separated. She has filed for divorce. There's been talk that their marriage has been over for years, and again, they deserve privacy with that. But what has come up in the news most recently is apparently Aubrey O'Day actually might have written a song. It was called DJT. The song was DJT. So now people are thinking, is that about Donald Trump Jr.? And I guess in the song, she talks about the painful end of a relationship, marked by lies and betrayal. And when you see her song, oh, she's a singer also. That's right, she's a singer. Like I said, I don't know much about her. I just remember from The Celebrity Apprentice. So anyway, and I'm not going to go into the words because there's some expletives in there. But unfortunately, if she did have this affair, which appears to be actual news, talk about all the major outlets covering it, it's a real shame, especially when somebody's pregnant. And then Stormy Daniels has come forward saying she and Donald Trump had an affair when Melania was pregnant. Now, we've talked about affairs. When you have somebody that's exquisite, somebody caring for your baby, I mean, somebody carrying your child, why would anybody cheat? And having taken care of patients who have been cheated on, having had boyfriends who cheated on me, the first thing you do as the cheatee, the one that was cheated on, is you start blaming yourself. Well, you know, I got fat, or maybe I didn't call, or I didn't communicate enough, or whatever. And everybody needs to get it out of their head. When somebody cheats, it's the cheater. It's the cheater's issues. It isn't necessarily the one he's cheating on. Now, yes, I understand that there are sexless marriages out there. And some people feel as that is a justification to cheat. I don't feel it's a justification to cheat. I feel if you're in a marriage that you don't want to be, you divorce. Then you go about your way and have a relationship. There's no justification to cheat. When you have somebody else in a relationship that's a partner with you and a partner to you, and you decide to break that partnership because of something there, you need to communicate that. There needs to be an agreement. And what if the sexless marriage is happening because that other person has medical conditions, is in a wheelchair, was traumatized? I mean, you know, when you say till death do us part, you are promising when you marry that person that you are going to be there through thick and thin in sickness and in health till death do you part. And there's going to be a lot of times, a lot of weeks, a lot of months where you may not be having sex. You enter into that agreement. So having a sexless marriage isn't usually the number one reason why people cheat. People cheat because they want to have another taste. They want their cake and eat it too. They want to be romanced. You know, one of the biggest emotions that we don't talk about is lust and falling in love and passion. And many marriages do lose passion. It's a shame. It happens. But remember, the purpose of marriage is a partnership. And it may start with passion, and some people may have passion throughout the whole relationship. But it's very hard to keep up passion when, you know, you're dealing with kids or you see your wife's, you know, cookie spreading the size of a football field to have a baby come out of it. When the in-laws are always over. When you guys have to deal with money issues and house issues and, you know, health issues and all sorts of other issues, absolutely the passion is going to subside. Your love may grow. Your friendship may grow in a relationship. But passion will die. It will. You could reignite it, but, you know, I sincerely doubt that after 21 years of marriage, my husband fantasizes about me. I really doubt that. And you want to know what? That's okay. You know, look at me. I mean, please. But that still doesn't, having that, you know, academic appreciation for what a marriage is, unfortunately, isn't stopping people from cheating. And when somebody's pregnant, it may allow opportunity. Which is why some people cheat on their pregnant wives. It's not that they don't like their wife. It's not that they are unattracted to them. Many people find the wife holding, you know, or the woman taking, you know, carrying their baby to be very, very attractive. That allows them an opportunity. And a lot of men, if we're going to just talk about men for now, not women cheating, but men, they are scared to death when wife has a baby. And one of the biggest emotions that a lot of men have when somebody is carrying their child is that they are not going to be the apple of her eye. They're not going to be the center of attention, that the passion is going to fall. That this baby is now more important than them. And they may cheat not because they want sexual satisfaction, but because they want to be worshipped. And we mommies, we worship our babies. It is all about the babies. Yeah, we try to give dad time, but we really leave dad, we leave him in the dust when baby comes. And dads know that. So it's a very, very scary and common time for people to unfortunately cheat because they want to feel like they are the king. They may stay with their wife after the baby's born. They may drop the person they've had the affair with. But, you know, so when we look at cheat, you know, people who cheat and, you know, why this happens, we need to identify exactly what it is. And, you know, they need to study. You know, do women who make, you know, people feel like, or men who make people feel like they're the, you know, we'll talk about this again. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.